Nouvelle Vague could be better defined.
It's Flixin' That with Steve Newell on 95 BFM.
Welcome.
G'day. This is kind of thematically relevant to what you were talking about before and confusing people with lava.
Thematically as in hot things?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So we're going to talk about a few different things today.
I'm not even going to check and see if that's a word.
Because the New Zealand International Film Festival has announced the titles that they've got from Cannes Film Festival to play this year.
The Scoops. The first one's out the gate. Cannes like the big one. Does it all start there and then it just starts rotating around the world? How does it work?
It's also the late one because it wasn't really that long ago that it happened, just like a month or two, right? So these are the films that I guess like they probably go right down to the wire in securing these for the festival. The one that I'm most excited about, I'm just trying to, you know, connect the dots here, is anchored with palpable emotion conveyed between the actor's volcanic outbursts.
Oh.
See what I did there?
So good. So some really decent wig outs.
We'll circle back to that. That was a film that has a 97% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and is also the film that we're delighted to be presenting at the festival as flix.co.nz. But other things from Cannes, the Palme d'Or winner is in the program. It's a film called Shoplifters. I welcome anyone.
What is what's a Palme d'Or winner?
That's the main prize at Cannes.
Okay.
Awarded by a jury of filmmakers and actors each year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Straight to the top then.
Shoplifters. I'll let you guys kind of guess what that film might be about. Going through the other titles, I was so glad when I found out what this film was about. The film's called Leto, and I got really worried it was a documentary about Jared Leto.
Oh, right.
Or a movie, you know, written, directed by and starring Jared Leto. But luckily,
I feel like they're probably in abundance.
Turned out to, yeah, they're called 30 Seconds to Mars music video.
Oh, yeah, true. A lot of money there.
This is, a lot of money there. Probably about as much money as these 30 feature films put together, frankly. it is a film about musicians, though, but the musicians in Leningrad. Oh, my God, how film festival is that? Just a movie about a couple of musicians in Leningrad. Good shit. Good stuff. Good stuff, Cannes Film Festival. Good stuff, New Zealand International Film Festival. The opening night of the film is a mix of... Oh, how festival is this? It's a mix of the ancient indigenous traditions of Colombia colliding head-to-head with the country's burgeoning marijuana industry in the 70s.
This sounds fucking awesome.
Is that a documentary? Or?
No, it's a narrative feature. So I think it's the gist I get from afar is that it is a film about indigenous peoples, and maybe they're on a smuggling route for DAC or something like that. Not entirely sure of the specifics, but I think that's a really good it's a good opening night one. One of my favourite moments that I've had at the film festival was quite late in the festival one year, like maybe in the last weekend, when I'd seen a bunch of films and was getting a bit derailed by movie watching, was a film by Gaspar Noé called Enter the Void, which is about a dude's DMT trip.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's quite heavy duty.
It's pretty heavy duty.
It is heavy duty. I don't want to ruin it for everyone, but I wasn't too sure about the finale of the film and the closing and how it all tied back into not reality, but I don't know, just how the punctuation mark at the end of the film. I was like, I don't know if we really need to go there.
The tone of voice that you've got there, Johnny, was really well summed up by someone in the audience.
Not mad, but disappointed. That's what that was.
Well, there's like a sequence of moments deliberately shocking the audience, right? Mm. From a human penis rooting the screen and then coming on the screen to things that are even more provocative.
Not to ruin the ending.
And at one point...
That's
a kind of ending, I guess. at one point, something happened on screen and this dude in the full civic balcony just went, "Really?
Oh, they're not half bad. No, they're all bad.
Really?"
It did make me curious.
It was
about
a real deflator.
Did it get a few crack-ups?
It got some crack-ups.
DMT in Japan. It did make me think about smoking DMT
in
Japan.
Yeah, well, I think Gaspar Noé's work is kind of marked by being...
Wait, is that like something that you do a lot?
Well, I don't know. Is there a culture of it over there? Is it a scene?
Well, with the internet, John, you can smoke DMT wherever you bloody well please. But
well,
why?
I reckon there's probably a call for some kind of Japanese tourist board to invest a bit of money into the drive show. And get some first-hand experience in this.
Can't
hurt. Sales? Anyone? anyway, Gaspar Noé's film this year is called Climax. He doesn't really muck around too much. It's a 1990s techno dance musical that spins into a collective freakout when some sangria gets spiked.
Can I say that I have suddenly...
Sangria is already quite powerful.
There's something that exists in my being and... You've just stoked the fire. I am excited for the film festival once again.
The solstice has got you so pagan right now, John. It is great.
It's actually, I am looking forward to the New Zealand International Film Festival. All of a sudden. I was like, job done. You know.
Right. See you guys.
Wielding pages of paper here.
Also there is, I quite like Man Alone movies, you know, like a
Person Alone,
like a sort of soul survival tale. And Mads Mikkelsen is in one called Arctic, which is a dude trying to survive after a plane crash in the Arctic. And that's the whole movie, just guy tries to live.
Just waiting for global warming to sort him out.
Probably, yeah. Just hoping the polar bears are extinct might make life a bit easier.
That actually sounds quite good. What was the name of that one?
It's called Arctic.
I do like a Man Alone movie. In a struggle in the sort of human condition and stuff like that. It's good. And the what the human will get up to.
There's another sort of wilderness pick called Leave No Trace. And that's about a father and daughter who've been living off the grid in the States, like purposefully... Sorry, that score just creeped me out for a second there. Father and daughter living off the grid in the States, just living in a forest. Until child protection services swoop in, because obviously, you know, it's probably not really good for a child to just be living in the forest with her dad.
Yeah. Is he super jaded? Is that the vibe?
Yeah, he's a war vet, so, you know, he's probably a good reason to be hanging out in the woods.
Is he a notable actor?
Or just Ben Foster, I guess you'd call him a character actor.
Okay.
Which is... It's a compliment, I guess, character actor, but it's also a diss in a way, because it's like you're that guy who sort of pops up in things rather than...
Right, I know him.
Necessarily, yeah. Okay. But the other cast member of that, it's from the director of Winter's Bone, who famously set Jennifer Lawrence on her train to stardom with an amazing performance. And in Leave No Trace, the lead female role is a teenage New Zealand actress called Thomasin McKenzie, who, you know, everyone's trying to draw the connections like, this must be the new Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
Which may well be the case. Anyway, back to the volcanic thing, and the reason we've got this creepy score burbling along in the background is that the film that we're presenting, that Flix is presenting, is called Mandy. It stars Nicolas Cage. It's from a director who's got the amazing name Panos Cosmatos.
Holy shit.
So sounds like a prog musician right from the get-go.
It's fantastic.
In the background, we're listening to score from his first film, which was called Beyond the Black Rainbow.
It's very nice.
A 70s set sort of sci-fi, weird-out, trip-out thing. Mandy's a ultra-violent revenge thriller with Nicolas Cage pursuing a religious cult who murdered his wife.
Now, there's a lot of...
Can't be more
excited. He's getting
quite
angry in his roles these days.
For some reason... There's hate for Nicolas Cage and his acting. Why do people hate Nicolas Cage?
I think it's the worked face that people don't like.
I think it might be a bit of both. But look, he's easy to make fun of because you kind of sometimes get the sense that what he's doing is ridiculous. And I think objectively, those performances are ridiculous. But it's not like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, is it kind of like people hate Keanu Reeves, and you know maybe because they're slightly wooden.
I'll say it,
but.
Ghost Rider. I've got it out there.
Really?
Now we know where everyone hates him, and then just carry on.
Okay. Well, there's also like all those just direct to home video shitters as well. But anyway, what we're going to do, I think, to alleviate this problem in a couple of weeks' time, a bit closer to this coming to the screen, we'll just whip through some reasons why it's good to like every single thing about Nicolas Cage.
I like him. I'm just going to put that out there. We're on the radio. I can be like, hey, I like Nicolas Cage.
Right, mate.
Face off. I mean, seen it? Yes. Tick.
You need to, like, cover all your bases, though, when you say things like that.
In the, Roger Ebert, the film critic, is no longer with us, but his website, rogerebert.com, is still going strong with a team of reviewers. And after Mandy premiered at the Sundance Film Festival, they said, for all of the endless feral performances that Cage has given in movies Good, Bad and Forgettable, Cosmatos' style-driven 80s-tastic passion for weird worlds and characters takes full advantage of Cage's greatness and then some.
Nice.
So, down. Fully That's down. Oh, also on the poster, it looks like he's having a chainsaw fight with some dude, so... Highbrow Film Festival shit.
Do we know yet where we can see it with flicks.co.nz?
The full program's on a Monday night, so...
It's under wraps.
We'll get to figure out what all the dates and locations are. But I reckon this is a movie that's made for late night, couple of beers and etc. would be the way to go for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll give you guys a rack up and make sure we're all primed and ready for that one when it plays.
A text is claiming that Thomasin McKenzie is Marinda Harcourt's daughter, aka Gloss, and head of New Zealand Drama School.
Yeah, true.
But also, they fucking love Face
so
Off.
So I love Face Off. How can you not?
It's the same texter. Cage. Yeah, all right.
Face Off. Dog.
One Face Off tidbit that I came across recently was that midway through the shoot, someone wanted to change the movie. One of the producers wanted to change the film to a much more innocuous title, and they weren't really having it. They was going to make it just like a forgettable kind of thriller title. So Nicolas Cage turned up to set the next day, and it was the day where he sort of goes on about like, I want to take his face off, face off, and says Face Off like five times in a scene. And that wasn't in the script. He just really wanted the film to still be called Face Off.
He
so
wasn't having it.
He did
it.
That ad-lib to fuck and...
He had enough of those motherfucking snakes on that motherfucking plane, isn't it?
Same guy.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much for another great edition of Flicks and That.
Thanks for indulging me talking about highbrow films from film festivals of international repute.
I mean, I guess we'll stay on top of the New Zealand Film Festival and see what's going around. I do need to get out of the house a bit more and go and watch a movie. And then hopefully I'll be up to speed.
I reckon WAG work a couple of days and see things at the Civic is a nice way to do
it. You reckon I can fit in more than six films? That's my highest counter, I think. I think I did 6-1 film festival. You reckon I can better that record?
Yeah, I reckon I can schedule a pretty good weekend for you that would knock that off.
Take care of that.
Okay, Wild at Heart, apparently great Nick Cage film.
Shit, yes!
David Lynch.
Whoa, just hey, so, look, just keep your powder dry.
Real auteurs use Star Wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.